Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I know why you're still here. You heard who's going to be on the show this segment, and that's and I don't blame you. You did the right thing because Steve Forbes is here. He's our good friend. He's been a member of our Brain Trust since 2002, over 8 years now. And he's chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes, as you know, Forbes Media, Forbes.com, Forbes Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. And he also is the author of a number of books. In his last book, which has become one of my favorites, and I just love the title, How Capitalism Will Save Us. And he's our good friend, Steve Forbes. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and hopefully this will be a better year than a couple of the previous years. I think the country's getting back on its feet again and determined to take our future back again.
Absolutely, and I want to talk about those things in a little bit, but before we do that, I have something I want to point out to you. I want to talk about our sovereign debt, our America's sovereign debt. You were here a few years ago, and we talked about it. But at those days, the national debt was around $5 trillion, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. National debt was around $5 trillion. And in those days, we were concerned about this level of sovereign debt. But when I asked you about it on the show, you said that we shouldn't be concerned because the national debt should be balanced against the national assets. But, Steve, here's my question. Now that the national debt is risen to the level of our GDP, which is about $14 trillion, Are you still saying that we shouldn't be concerned about it?
Well, on anything, if go on a binge, you're going to get in trouble. You know, if you have a sip of wine or a little bit of scotch at the end of the day, no harm. If you start drinking it by the case, you've got a real problem. And so this country's been on a spending bender, especially in the last 2 years, and we're in trouble for it. The idea that if you go on these spending binges is helping the economy is absolutely preposterous, both in theory and in reality. You know, what they never ask is, where does the money come from? It doesn't come from Mars. It doesn't come from manna from heaven. It comes from we the people.
But Steve,
so they take
about
the money
2 years
from
ago,
it and then spend it back.
But Steve, a little over 2 years ago, you were one of the people who thought the government did the right thing by coming up with TARP and the money that had to go into the economy in like September, October, November, right?
Well, 2 years ago, thanks to the government and in our book, How Capitalism Will Save Us, Why Free People and Free Markets Are the Best Answer for Today's Economy, we discussed that the government brought on the crisis and therefore had to take emergency measures to end it. It's like a natural disaster. You throw in emergency aid. If they had done the right thing, Jim, instead of acting like a chicken with its head chopped off in September of 2008, reassure the markets that the system wasn't going to collapse, repeal mark-to-market, which wasn't done until early 2009, the crisis would have ended. Instead, as we all know, the Bush administration didn't do right after September, and by continuing to weaken the dollar. And then the new administration saw this as a huge opportunity to massively expand government powers. So it would be like going into New Orleans after Katrina and then deciding to stay there and socialize everything.
But, Steve, you were not concerned about $5 trillion in national debt 5 or 6 years ago. Is your concern now at $14 trillion?
I'm concerned about the massive binge spending and what that's doing. It's not as if we're fighting a world war, Jim.
Right.
And so that's a huge concern. The what they're doing on the entitlements is a huge concern. And what they're doing in terms of nationalizing health care, de facto nationalizing the finance industry, energy industry, And now they're in the internet with this net neutrality. These guys are hardcore. They know what they're doing. And while they're making tactical changes right now, in terms of regulations, they're still going full bore on their agenda because they figure nobody's going to pay attention.
And when you say these guys, who are you talking about specifically?
The Obama administration and the Environmental Protection Agency and the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah.
Or the Interior Department deciding they can designate wildlife, wilderness lands on their own to block oil drilling. So wherever you look, these guys have their socialist agenda.
Sometimes I wake up, Steve, and I wonder if I've awakened in Venezuela. And speaking of which, that's going to be my next question, folks. In terms of freedom, economic freedom, America has slipped a little bit while you were sleeping, and I'm going to ask Steve about that after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.